Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
I've just started a movement. It's called YAWNS, which stands for Yes, a Wonderful Night's Sleep. The goal of YAWNS is simple. To rebrand early bedtime, making it cool and desirable, rather than sad and slightly shameful. I realise this is going to be hard. Not only am I unable to persuade my children to go to bed early, I can't even persuade myself. Yet during my 3 decades at work, I've observed that lack of sleep is the single biggest reason for me turning up crabby, negative and inefficient in the mornings. All the research backs this up. My favourite study, published in Nature, compares weariness to drunkenness and shows that if you don't sleep, you're even more of a liability in the office than if you downed a whole bottle of vodka. Arianna Huffington has been going on about the importance of sleep since the day when she was so shattered by her frantic overachieving that she keeled over clutching her BlackBerry and cut her face open. Julia Kirby, an editor on the Harvard Business Review, has now joined in and in a recent blog post has urged everyone to start a pro-sleep movement. As a lifelong bad sleeper, I've seized the challenge and created YAWNS. I'm not entirely happy with the name because it makes it sound boring. I considered Get Into Bed Early Tonight, but a gibbet is a tool of execution. The YAWNS page is up there on Facebook, complete with a profile picture of Barack Obama, a man who sleeps a crucifying 4 hours a night, with his hand clapped to his yawning mouth. What YAWNS now needs are some positive role models to reassure us that it's possible to be successful and still get 8 hours sleep. Alas, the only famous person bold enough to admit to liking a kip is Mariah Carey, who sleeps for 15 hours before performing. Which doesn't really help. Sleep binging is only a bit better than sleep starvation. For now, the movement is going to have to make do with anti-role models, which exist in vast quantity. Like Mr. Obama, Indra Nooyi sleeps 4 hours a night, so does Martha Stewart. Marissa Mayer does between 4 and 6, while Tom Ford gets by on just 3. The YAWNS manifesto would name and shame them and outlaw their bragging talk about 4 a.m. being a productive hour for working. It would insist on no more boasting about being awake. Anyone admitting in public to getting up at 4 a.m. would have to prove they went to sleep at 8 p.m. and were still getting 8 hours. There would be plenty of boasting about being asleep. People should say, I've been to bed at 10 3 nights this week, in the same way that they now say, I've been to the gym for 3 days running. Businesses would also get involved. In particular, they would promise to discipline anyone sending out email between 8:30 p.m. and 8 a.m. They'd ban business breakfasts, which are awful events anyway. They'd cut business travel to different time zones. No loss, because at least half of it is pointless anyway. And they'd ban all corporate evening dues. There'd be no business dinners, no nights at the opera with clients, also surely a huge relief all round. Private social events could still take place in the evening, but guests would be expected to go home at 9:30 p.m. Smartphones and computers are YAWNS' sworn enemies, both because they're too exciting and because LED light messes with our melatonin. Thus, my manifesto declares, all software must include built-in reminders that bedtime is approaching, possibly shutting gadgets down at the witching hour. The alarm clock app should be made illegal. I have my phone by my bed because it wakes me up. Once it's there, well, I look at it. Such measures alone, I fear, will not be quite enough. The family needs to do its bit too. Thus, YAWNS rules would also insist on the following changes at home. First, 9:30 p.m. curfew would be introduced for all family members with lights out at 10 p.m. Noisy nightly visits to the family bathroom will be replaced by use of chamber pots. If any teenagers could not accept the above, they themselves will be banned. Babies could be banned too. Indeed, yawns isn't really compatible with child rearing at all. But even then, I have a nasty feeling that my manifesto isn't going to translate into regular yawns for me. There's one more rule I must insist on. To ban worrying or interesting or cross-making thoughts after 9 p.m. Better still, to ban all thoughts altogether.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.